back to the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. Well, what do you think of that, eh? Well, that was a little presto change-o. All right, darlings. We are live here in the studios with Bob Dobbs, Mediacologist, the website www.fivebodied.com. And you spell that out, FiveBodied.com. There you'll find archives, his tiny note charts, and all of Bob Rule good documentation. So that if it's something that you haven't had yourself abreast to, like some of our first caller wasn't abreast to it, and I understand it is a rude awakening. It's like, you know, Neo in the Matrix wakes up, you know, and that spider nabs him and pulls a thing out of his neck and throws him down the flusher. I understand what it's like to get this information, but you just kind of sit back and take it in. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We are on with caller five, who had a wondering about the chemical body and the assault on the chemical body, and that he has seen it resonating amongst people that he sees on the roads.
A caller said that he had his eyes opened, and then you referred to visual attempts by physicists and technocrats to monitor the legacy of the eye, chemtrails, you see them, the HARP, the measurement of weather, and the visual controlling of vortexes. Did you have your ears open before? Have you had your muscles opened, and have you had your tactility open? So I'm focusing on the eye here, and no problem. That's what you've been developing. And I see that the eye technologies like ARP are puny compared to the internet and the TV body and the chip landscape. The reason people get irritated when you emphasize eye modalities and eye patterns is, don't bother me with that one little angle. I'm living in a multi-sensuous, multi-bodied situation. They don't say that. They just use their intuition and figure you're an eye person and react with their multi-sensuous fascination, obsession, and fetish. That's what we're dealing with. When you look at somebody, if their eye, their chemical body eye, does a weird projection on you, that's not the whole thing that you're interacting with, because there's the TV body attached to the person and the chip body. So when you look at somebody, there's more than one organ going on here, all right? You follow me, caller, on this?
Oh, yeah, I do, totally do. I agree with you. I mean, when I say I have my eye open, I realize that I've been asleep in a lot of my senses for a long time, and I've just noticed like a big change to where I'm aware of things. And
well, let me tell you about this eye thing. I would say part of the change in the post-information society, since your senses weren't numb, your awareness wasn't numb, you were so involved in swimming over the last 30 years in your different body landscapes that you never had a chance to give the eye a pinnacle. There's a line in Finnegan's Wake. He says, James Joyce says, television kills telephony in Brothers Broil. The eyes demand their turn. Let them be seen. This caller, number five, is asking us to notice how he's noticed his eyes, and he's saying they want to be seen. So in the post-information society and the caveman retrieval we're approximating, we get back to the primitive awareness based on the eye, which seems to be maybe the first human sense. The unconscious in the womb is the other senses. So you've retrieved your caveman awareness with this awakening to your eye, but it's not a literate eye, it's a tactile eye, it's a strange eye, and it looks and wonders about environment shapers like HARP. But remember, there's a larger environment that's shaping you, becoming aware of your eye.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, too, because it is affecting all my other senses. I mean, since about 5 weeks into me noticing this, I started having all kinds of other physical ailments going wrong with me.
Yeah.
And when I researched it further, it was just too coincidental that I would read on the internet a list of, you know, 45 symptoms, and I have 41 of them, you know?
Because you were reading. You're emphasizing the strains and pressures of eye awareness.
Right. When you look at, like, say someone gives you a quiz to find out if you have, I don't know, something, and they give you and they, you answer yes or no. When you answer yes, 41 out of 45 symptoms, I mean, that's pretty damning, you know. I mean,
that's right, but don't go for it, because they don't ask you about the TV pressures and the chip body pressures that you have, too. They don't know how to analyze that. As a matter of fact, probably focusing into chemical body patterns is a, what, like phantom pain, referring back to a noble, familiar form. It's actually not the causes and symptoms that doctors outline that is referring through the test.
Well, one thing I have learned from this is that I'm very, very discouraged, almost angry with Western medicine. I can tell you that much.
Well, that's the chemical body knowledge. That came in with the Telegraph.
And fortunately, there are people like Dr. Carolyn Dean that we've had on a number of times that is there just for those issues, and it's CarolynDean.com. And so, Darlene, I really want to thank you for being up late with us, love.
Yeah, I'm glad I caught you by fluke.
Yeah, well, we offer health here. We offer a comprehensive version of health. The doctors aren't dealing with the four-body quadraphenic interplay.
Have a wonderful day, darling.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of folks on the line. We want to try and answer as many questions. And I know I am so bad at, like, saying no or jumping in and saying, we got to go and stuff like that. So if you guys can do a little bit of self, you know, kind of get to the point real quick so we can talk to everybody, it would be fantastic, loves. Okay. Caller 6, you're on with Bob.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to make it quick. Emery, Bob Dodd, and everybody else, Ray of Hollywood and everybody. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. What are you doing? You're talking in terms of a fictional novel. But the person has to really read in between the lines to see where you're coming from. You're talking about the physical plane, the material world, and the spiritual plane, the unseen world. So, like, going back to the number one caller, I differ with him due to the fact he can't see into the physical, the fictional novel.
Yeah.
Number two, he's... I just like to read this real quick. It came from Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
I'll be real brief.
Yeah.
And that'd be it. It's talking about the sounds, but Caller 2 was talking about. Sounds are a powerful energy. Every sound is a vibration made of waves oscillating at a particular frequency. The frequency or range of the human ear is approximately 16,000 vibrations, up to roughly 40,000 vibration. Electricity comes in at about 1,000 million vibration per second to 200 billion vibrations per second. We find heat, light, and colors at a human at 100 billion vibrations per second. What I'm trying to get up to is it's just a little bit longer. I'm just going to cut it short.
Yep.
The ether, talking about the spiritual dimensions, that's above X-ray vibration, which the X-ray vibration is at 500 vibrations per second. But like the unseen, that's what I'm talking about, the ether. That's above that. So, see, that's not even calculated. You can't even calculate that.
Can't calibrate it.
It exists.
Right.
And I set up. Oh yeah, I meant to say, my name is Buckwild, A.K.A. But you can see what the actual name is on your call ID.
Okay, man. Hey, well, thank you for coming in and for tuning in tonight. It's a very special night with Bob, and it's really special what you're bringing into the conversation.
Eben, his calibrations are again the eye trying to comprehend the acoustic space. The main characteristic of acoustic space that's different from visual space is acoustic space is simultaneous, and you don't have any ear lids. It's always working on you, pressuring on you. So that simultaneity, whereas in the eye, it looks and thinks it's coming from one direction when you look for a source, but it actually is heard by everybody, especially if it's electrified. So the calibrations the caller just enumerated are pale approximations, but we do like to use the eye, and it makes his point. Wayne Dyer makes the point that I'm making, sort of.
Well, now, what is it then that we aren't actually seeing this. We are seeing an instrument measure this. What does that instrument represent then?
Literacy.
Literacy.
Well, yeah, it is the effect of marking with the eye. Now, all of our instruments use the electric effect or the electric means to calibrate at incredible speeds or sensitivity. But the actual electro environment is not visual. It's the interplay. Tactility is not a sense, it's the interplay. And once we had television, we had the interplay of the senses, not any particular sense. Alan Watts said total bang equals total void. And then void's living. Western science sees the void, does not feel it. But people like Wayne Dyer are forcing science to change its models. But I don't think any science is keeping up with the world we're in now.
Right.
And no art is keeping up, and no movie, and no talk show.
Right.
That's why we got to keep listening, just to get the after image.
Right, right. Hey, caller 7, you're on with Bob. Caller 7.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
How you doing, Evan?
Hey, good morning to you.
And Bob.
Hey, Dorothy.
I never thought I'd be calling to say anything to Bob, but here I am listening. And I need to try to say that the listening and the seeing, I'm trying to do like three things at once: read, hear, watch television,
and listen,
and talk back to the television.
Right, right.
And I know you're supposed to be, you know, on the fringe, and I say, well, I am on the fringe, you know, I'm a fringe person.
Well, we all are.
Talking back to the TV, particularly with regard to the politics on now, because I know what I know. I've been here long enough to see so many things repeat themselves, and so it's pretty easy to even look at these people.
Right, but Dorothy, here's the thing, is the TV ain't talking to you.
No, it isn't, but
it makes you feel it is, though, and you talk back to it.
They're trying to convey a message that I don't agree with, and the question that I really have is, it's sort of like there was this movie called Next with Nicolas Cage. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Not
but,
Next.
But to give you an example of it, it's like I'll say something and then they'll say the same thing I just said.
Right.
On television.
Yes.
And my kids have been around, I mean, you know, to testify to that, that it wasn't, it was a real happening.
Right.
And,
I'm an expert.
I don't know what to make of it quite, other than I feel as though I am intuitive about many things. And I was able to, about a year ago, tell my son, who lives abroad, that he would see me in the person, maybe not me physically, but that I had missed him so much that I would be sending somebody there to represent me, and he'd look up and know who it was.
Yeah.
And this happened, and it was more than just a coincidence, seeing the kinds of interests and things that I do have, which I won't take you
well, Dorothy,
any further, but do
listen to this, Dorothy.
Answer this for me.
Listen to this, Dorothy.
Okay.
This strange synchronicity you're experiencing with the television is something that I've studied for about 30 years, and the word I use is xenochrony, coined by Frank Zappa, where he would take sort of a track of sound from one concert and mix it with a concert with another track from a different song, and he was not trying to synchronize them, but a strange synchronicity would come in.
Yeah.
And so the effect, I take that concept, what he was doing practically in his recording studio, and I find that there are many movies that are reflecting me. I seem to be the canary.
Exactly.
Yes. And you're one of the well, you know, resonant with me and seeing this. Now, you more and more, as the internet personalizes and makes the world all about you, everybody's going to get this sense of the next, that they say something and it reflected back
yes.
right to you. Now, we early prophets of this are warning you, as the next kids get this naturally and think it is them, they never knew from before, from the perspective of the eye, that it shouldn't be happening.
Yes.
And that paradox is what we're inside of, and we're going to get more of it. And Walter Bauert seemed to reflect on this. And it starts to get into time threads. And
yes,
subtly.
Oh, God, it does.
Yes.
Oh, well, we don't have enough time to.
But we hit it.
I'm so happy
right
to, just to hear you say this. The only other problem that I've got is, like, there's. I'm taking some things too seriously and getting angry.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, you let yourself do it, but that ain't you. That's just your chemical body.
It's about the, you know, it's the young man that called about the chemtrails and
yeah.
the people that are that you can't talk to
yes.
about anything. And so you're the paranoid one,
yeah.
you know, but you'd better be paranoid in the kind of
That's
so
right. It's okay to be paranoid.
It's
okay
yeah.
to feel the negativity and to be angry. It's just it's going to be passing. And so the chemtrails are superseded by the time trails that Dorothy and I are referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And the simulated time trails is going to get real complex. And so I see people getting the 6 degrees of separation experience more and more in their lives.
I've been trying to understand. Okay.
Well, just think of how close we are with the electric media all
yeah,
over the planet.
Well, I don't know what which of my bodies that would represent, but
it's the corpus callosum.
Okay, that helps me a lot.
Okay, good.
I've been going my own path from one that had included meditation and all of these things, spiritual paths, which I've now dropped because I have a spiritual path, which
there
is me.
That's right.
There you go.
So I cannot embrace what I once did. You know, I paid my dues, so to speak.
Right,
that.
And you're talking to the television and intuiting it is a new kind of spiritual path.
Well, thank you so
yep.
much. It makes me feel so much more comfortable
yes.
to, you know, to hear that.
You're not alone, Dorothy. You really never
thank
are,
you
and that's what's so
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, darling.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye now.
But you are alone, Dorothy. You know, don't forget that.
Yeah. Well,
it's too.
But the great thing is from that point you can
yeah.
reach out, and
from the
and
doubleness.
Have, yeah, from that doubleness have community. You know what? Let's see. No, caller 8. You are on with Bob. Caller 8 in 1 second. I'm sorry, darling. 818. I'm sorry, love. 1 second, caller 8. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. If you're just tuning in, a live broadcast, very special. Bob Dobbs in the studio, answering whatever questions you have about the four bodies, media ecology, about the political landscape, financial landscape, whatever it is. Join us in conversation. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Caller 8, go with Bob.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Group Mind.
Yes, that's what it is, with a little bit of digital separateness.
Hey, Evan Ray, thanks for your years of service to the Group Mind.
Hey, my pleasure, sir. Welcome.
And Bob Dobbs.
Yes.
You're obviously a philosopher, one who loves truth and knowledge.
Yes, and I know that the truth will set you free, but before that, it will piss you off.
I loved your poetry.
Yes, thank you. And what's your name?
I'm Mike. Mike, son of Bob.
Ah. Have we met personally in our chemical bodies?
No.
Okay, so tell me some patterns.
Well, I believe that beings choose to evolve. It's time to evolve. We've got to turn away from this Malthusianism.
Yeah.
Like J. Fletcher Prouty has pointed out, or
yeah.
Buckminster Fuller in his book Utopia or Oblivion, The Book
yes.
for Humanity.
Yes. And Lynn LaRouche talks about it in his terms.
And for the rest of the group, mind, Malthusianism is there's not enough to go around, there never will be enough to go around. We have to seize what little there is because we have to, you know, we have to be mean and horrible and all that because there's never going to be enough.
And that we're talking cornflakes there. There is enough with 24/7 communication. So the Malthusians missed the communications bus.
Well, this philosophy came from a period where there was 400 to 500 million people in the whole world.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas Malthus, about 1820 or something, 1800.
They were wrong. They were just flat wrong.
Yeah,
they didn't see the steam engine coming. They didn't see the Industrial Revolution about to run them over.
Right, but you think that that meme still has a powerful hold on people?
Well, the point is, the fear of it does. But in reality, it doesn't.
Right. You could make
for
some...
example at waterpowereddunebuggy.com. This guy claims to have his brother made a dune buggy that got 100 miles per gallon on water.
Gotcha.
And I've heard elsewhere on KPFK about Bruce De Palma's In Machine, which, strangely enough, you take a spinning cylinder magnet and put a pole at north and the middle, and if it spins over 28,000 RPM, you get out more energy than you put in.
Yeah, that's the point about gadget lovers. They invent interesting new things, but they're superseded by the Android meme, which is the greatest UFO, unidentified flying object, and you're flying in it, and it's flying inside you. That is the cause of all the frustrated abductees, and it's also the reason why a gadget like you're talking about cannot get any hold on the market, because we are traveling faster than the speed of light. We live in the speed of thought, and that is such a tremendous experience. We're forgetting these little inventions, which would solve the problems for the chemical body, but they're superseded by life at the speed of thought, which leads, if you think of it, if you get the thought instantly and everybody gets it, then there's nothing to think about. So where does the thought go? What's its content? The content is all the previous media. So we get wealth and abundance in all the previous media that move at the slower speed of light. So, yeah, the devices will converge, and cold fusion will be the breakthrough in China. I want people to realize that the Illuminati comes out of China, 1200 AD. It's an interesting structure, an interesting point. I hope the elders aren't hearing me talk about this. It's not discovered. But think about Marco Polo bringing the wealth back to Italy and to the West. Do you think that he got it for free? Do you think that he didn't owe anybody any money? Do you think the Chinese did withdraw in 1500? Did they prop up the Ottoman Empire as their buffer? That's the question. That's what we look at. And now China is coming forward to say, we're in charge. We set you up through Saint Germain. We set you up with the Louisiana Purchase. We funded Ben Franklin. We've owned the United States for 300 years. Frank Zappa, I'm the Slime, coming out of your TV set for 300 years. These interesting times and pressures on China mean that they will not succeed in the control that they plan to have for 500 years, but China knows they need us. So China is ecology today. China knows they have to buy Wall Street to keep Wall Street going so people can pretend that they have a chemical body and have an identity. And that leaves the inventions that our caller just mentioned dangling in the margins. We'll get to use those inventions and improvise on them like dadaists and surrealists once we have the cold fusion ground, which will come out of China thanks to the present war, which will prevent oil coming out of Saudi Arabia, and China ain't going to take that. So, caller, respond to what I just said. It's just a solo.
Invention is no end in itself. The benzene ring has no place in the human body.
Right.
To create new living things or whatever and patent them for sale is, well, I consider the 10-10 rule in the introduction of new species. 10% of the species in this new place will survive, and 10% of the ones that do will just go way out of whack and wreck that environment.
Yeah, the frequency.
And if you're going to go invent new life in the laboratory, I think it'll be even worse than that, about things going out of control.
Right.
They want new life forms that they'd like to create. I say things choose to evolve, let's let the other things evolve like they want to. I suggest that someday we will, and the whales will evolve to a state where when a whale dies, it'll agree to die at the cannery so that we can leave them unmolested in the ocean.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. No problem with that, caller.
All right.
But I see reports of UFOs that make a right angle turn at 6,000 miles an hour,
yeah,
which would flatten anything we know. They must know something more about gravity than we can guess.
Yes. It's very true.
They know gravity is electricity.
I'm sorry to jump in on you guys. We're at a break, darling. But thank you for bringing in and mixing it up, love.
Good solo, Michael.
Thank you,
darling. Good group mind.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Group mind.
That's great.
Group meme.
Yeah. KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. In the studios, taking your calls live, is Bob Dobbs of 5bodied.com, www.5bodied.com. We're going to take a short break. For those of you holding, stay there. We're getting to you so soon, and thank you for being there. Radio Alchemy.
Eclipsing conventional wisdom. All alchemists converge at www.radioalchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
All right, darlings, and you know, to go to kpfk.org, and there you'll find all the programs, all the happenings that are going on, big flags about our upcoming fund drive. We need your bodies. We need your depressed Federal Reserve notes. Lots of them. We'll take those, and we'll change those into a different kind of energy. We'll take that currency, and we'll put it in so many different cells, and we'll always try and remain as swell as possible to blow up everything positive about you, every single atom of every single body that you have. We hope to meet in some kind of way, even though we are in the radio TV land. Hopefully it can spread out and take care of all the rest of it, your desires to know. Bob Dobbs is in here, 5bodied.com. And we are coming back. The number is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. So come on down for those of you who have always heard Bob and have like, huh? What? Or those of you that are queuing in and finally get to resonate and get to harmonically balance here with Bob and have just a great conversation. That's what we're doing here. Freeform night with all of you and Bob. Hey, caller one, you're on with Bob. Welcome.
Eben Ray, kudos. What a Rolodex you must have. Bobby, it is so wonderful.
Bobby, it's Garrett Dean, quoting Garrett Dean.
Nitai here, long time no talk. And my best to Frank Zappa, that master of charades.
Yes, master of synesthesia.
Yeah. Do you see, down the time track in the year 5000 and probably a lot sooner, but by then perfected, a different type of relationship to this whole relationship that we have as spirit souls to all this matter, or, you know, what most people think of as non-animated material?
Yeah, we in about, 1,000 years will be 2/3 metal, but it'll be a kind of liquid metal, but we will understand that we reincarnate and that something survives the metal world. And so the horror that we would go totally cyborg and have no spirit, as we projected from our literate past, is not going to happen. Within 100 years. What?
I say that's impossible.
I know. That's what's coming. Everything.
Well,
that
it's impossible that, I mean, like, that we could no longer be spirit. I mean, because that's who we are.
Right, but spirit's getting invaded and getting confused.
It's getting covered, you know?
Yeah, covered
up. Programmed. I think if everybody just took the tube out of their television sets, put in like Ganesh or their favorite whoever, whatever, a lit candle, and began to listen and not have their subtle bodies stolen and programmed.
Well, their subtle bodies are being extended by the internet. What do you think of them stopping the internet?
Isn't that wonderful that we got the internet from the Pentagon? And on MySpace, you know, the same people that said, I mean, that's like Mr. Murdoch, the same guy that said, Gore's not president. We got Pappy Bush over here to explain.
Right. You know, MySpace, remember John Poindexter in his Total Awareness Office in 2002, where he said we're going to know everything and simulate everything and all that. And then, of course, Congress voted down, said this is an invasion of our literate personality, and so it disappeared. So then what? It was a fake. They faked it so that the kids started creating with the YouTube and all that was possible by 2003. They started to create their MySpaces and presented their own biographies for the, quote, the beast of surveillance. And so Poindexter was there to encourage MySpace by pretending that he was the beast. But the real beast was set up. It's not totally a beast, but it can be used by the beast's powers of literate surveillance to know everything about everybody and their consumer habits. And the children did this voluntarily. The Bible didn't predict that.
Heck, they even have people, you know, feeding coins into machines to basically do certain types of Air Force military training.
That's right. So we
and that's entertainment because we have a culture of military attainment.
Well, it's entertainment among the constituents of the Android meme. It's the machine entertaining its other parts. That your chemical body feels separate from that and feels like it's ghettoized and on the margin. What, you're singing?
Yeah, and that was great, I must say. For a while there, you were talking a little bit about jazz.
Yes.
And this other, I think it was right after somebody that went, man, somebody forgot to take their medicine or something call. And then somebody else came on, and you mentioned jazz a little bit, and I started going, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going, oh, my God, Bob Dobbs is like, you know, he's brought the Beatles through this guy doing jazz,
yeah, that's right. That and was, Frank Zappa, that's where we began. What's new
in Baltimore?
It's a great
show, and that was a great show. And that's what I wanted to kind of jazz ask or inquire.
Real quick,
and
Dolly,
share
quick,
that,
quick,
that,
quick.
That, yes, very quickly, from a soft heart and cool mind, that the Achincha Beta Beta Tava, that in truth we're all the same, there's no difference, but yet at the same time, we all have an individuality to us, and I believe we all, in truth, can sense that there's a force that's equal to us, similar to the way the planets go around the sun, and
the difference is caused by the making faculty.
I love information about the future.
Listen, caller, the difference is made by the making faculty, which is thought. So when we live at the speed of thought, we get hyper-individuation, but cancellation of shared space. So we call it MySpace and then claim it's run by the president.
That's why some of the kids are amazing, because they think from their heart instead of their mind, so to speak.
Well, we call it their heart. That's chemical body. They think from the corpus callosum.
Wow.
Yeah, which is everywhere.
Darling.
Do you think people are too limbic?
Yes, yeah, too limbic. Rush Limbach. Rush Limbic.
All right.
They're rushing too much with the limbic.
Love you, darling. Thank you so much for being up late,
thank
love.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
and
right, darling.
Kudos.
Good.
Nice solo.
Absolutely. All right, you guys. Let's go to... Sorry, my head's falling off here. Caller three, you're on with Bob.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm caller three.
Yes.
That's right.
My name is Mel, and I'm up in Santa Barbara. And, you know, I'm a limo driver.
Yeah.
I see all kinds of stuff coming at me in the chemical body sense.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, what really throws me is, you know, I listen, and my job is to, you know, get them from point X to point Y. And I got a guy who owns the car who has one point of view. I've got a guy who's called a customer who has another point of view.
Yeah.
And then I listen to somebody like Bob, is it?
Dobbs.
Bob Dobbs. I mean, I've never heard anything like this before. You know, I said, but yet I have heard it.
Yes.
And then I hear Evan Ray say, don't take it personal. I mean, it disconnects.
This what? Disconnects?
Disconnect.
Disconnect, right.
Yeah, you know, don't take it personal.
Detach.
Yes, see it, but don't be it. You know, at any rate, I mean, it's hard for me to even put language around it.
Yeah. That's right, that's right.
But be that as it may, you know, this is the way it is. Okay?
It is may.
Okay, be that as it is. Well, so what? Okay,
yeah.
Now in the chemical body sense, you know, I still want to get to my destination.
Yes.
And get the person, but then I have all these...
Do you have the radio on in your limousine?
No, I don't put the radio on. Total silence.
Why is that?
Well, First of all, if the person asks for the radio, I put the radio on.
Right.
But, you know, I want to be able to have as few distractions as possible so that I can get to my destination.
Right.
And
do you listen to the radio when you're waiting for customers?
No, I don't even listen to radio when I'm waiting for customers.
Do you intertext? Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah. Well, but I only use it in relationship to getting to my destination. You see, it's a distraction. See, I don't even know how to retrieve messages on the cell phone. You know, I can say hello if it rings, but you know, I try to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, but
that's a good way to specialize.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is what's going on around you and part of you that you don't have to acknowledge. You just know what's happening,
yeah.
And you're specialized in the chemical body, which is cool if you know it's limited.
Well, hey, look, I'm 75 years old. And I'm in better shape than I was when I was 25.
Yeah.
But my knees are giving out to the point where,
well, it's because you're in a car all the time, which is an extension of your knees, so the knees are going to get numb and out of shape.
Yeah, well, hey, because I eat potato chips and stuff. you know,
well,
all
well,
that.
Well, wait a minute. What do you feel healthy about then?
I feel healthy about it. Hey, I can listen to something like Dobbs.
You're talking about mental health.
And know that, hey, look, you're all right. I mean, I can't. Look, I don't. You mean you've read a zillion books. I don't.
Yeah, I read
know,
a couple, yeah.
Yeah. But I know that stuff, and I've never read it and never even heard of it. But I know.
That you know.
Yeah. But what I now, you know, like I'm talking to you, I mean, and I'm talking to you on the telephone.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for an hour.
Yeah.
And I can do it because it's, you know, I pay $40 a month and I can talk all over the world for free. But you know, it used to be that in watching pennies, I would never, I wouldn't even have but one line. At any rate,
You got it. You're clear. Your solo is a masterly attempt at disconnection.
But, you know, hey, tomorrow I'm driving a guy that's making a movie. You know, when I say he thinks he's making a movie, but he's running around getting other people to buy in on his project.
Yeah, the movie's making him.
Yeah, the movie's making him. And I look at him. And even though, you know, he's paying $80 an hour for this transportation thing, and, you know, I get 12, and the guy doesn't tip me, you know, which is fine, you know. I mean, look, I'm...
No, it's not.
Huh?
I'm kidding. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, but the thing is, I pay myself off. I don't need tips from anybody outside of me. You know, I'm so rich.
Yep.
And you know, this is crazy too, and especially when it comes to the end of the month and say I'm so rich, but you know, I owe $90 out and only have $80 coming in. But
you're expressing my point.
Be that as it may.
You're expressing my point. No, that's an important point. Is that you're picking up the wealth that everybody's sharing today, and you're not going to make it obvious. You're just going to specialize in the kind of semi-poverty. Then that's slack. That's good.
Well, not semi-poverty. I mean, I consider it when I get this understanding of being able to, you know, to listen to Dobbs and listen to Evan Ray and listen to and even listen to Russ, what is it, Limbo?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh.
Limbo.
He's in Limbo, all right. He is in Limbo.
Astroplane.
Well, you know, it's magic to be able to understand this in the chemical sense, in the psychological sense, in the astro sense, and all the stuff that you have
mastered.
But as a master, when we come down to the now, who you know, we're all masters.
That's right. Right. Today, it's making it more obvious. We've never had this experience that we're hearing and having today in this century. And you know that.
Hey, yeah. Caller. Hey, caller, love.
I'm
so sorry to jump in there.
I know.
Yo.
All right, darling.
I know.
Yep,
hey,
yep,
give
yep.
somebody else a shot. Hey,
time
I love
to disconnect.
You.
Hey, love you and have a wonderful day, man.
Praise all the group right. mind.
Absolutely.
Cloned ESP.
Hey, caller four, welcome to your head.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been waiting a long time.
I know. Welcome.
Hello. One thing I wanted to ask you.
Speak up just a little bit, darling. Speak up a little louder.
One thing I wanted to ask Mr. Bob Dobbs, if you, your views are really interesting. I'm going to spend some time, if I can, researching a lot of your information. I kind of understand probably about 30% of what you're saying.
Yep.
But I'd like to read more. If you have any books, if you've written any books, or if you haven't, definitely should.
I know. At fivebody.com, look under essay archives. There's a lot of essays and reading and interviews there. And there's actually the content of my book, but that's another matter, one of my books. I just go and read what's there and under essay archives.
A lot of stuff, man. A lot of good archives there for you to just dive into.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a book.
Yeah.
It's stuff there for your eye to scan.
Yeah, yeah. The other question I had is I kind of agree with what you were saying. You said something about, like the previous caller, you said that, you know, the information and all, the body, I guess, I don't know the body you call it. Through the television or internet.
Yeah, TV body and chip body, chip for the silicon chip.
Yeah, I sort of got the impression that really that you were kind of impartial to that you wouldn't see that it should be directed. Now, I'm not the type of person who doesn't believe in technology. I consider myself a very spiritual person on the spiritual path. But then I do believe that technology can be an extension of that. But I think, so I'm not the type of person that says, you know, forget about technology, turn off the TV. I think it can be used for good purposes. But I think at least for me and, you know, for others, I believe, you know, that we should at least work on ourselves first to perfect that part. And then as a logical extension, the technology would logically extend to that, because it's very dangerous. If you have people like in the media, like, you know, Rupert Murdoch or other people who can indoctrinate people who are not spiritually, you know, wise, you know, with that kind of power, they can indoctrinate. So I'm not really impartial in technology. I think, you know, it begins with us, the organic, into the inorganic.
Well, how would we work on ourselves? How would you communicate that to someone else?
Well, I understand what you're talking about. How the body, you know, our bodies now, we've expanded technologically and other types of bodies. But if I look back in the past, I think a lot of the ancients, they in Kemet or Egypt and some other regions, they perfected their spiritual selves first. They didn't have technology in the sense that we have, but
develop themselves spiritually first? How did they do that?
Through different spiritual practices, meditation, a lot of lost practices that we don't know now. But I've been reading some books by some authors, Muwatta Ashby, Egyptian Yoga Series, and a lot of the Freemasonry and a lot of those other different rites, yoga, different science and stuff like that came from those ancients.
Right.
And their way of life.
I call that the astrobody, that legacy.
Right.
And I think, you know, primitive societies supposedly sent their teenagers out into the wilderness to do a quest, right? That was their way of having the kid become aware of the group mind or something. I'm suggesting that any of these things are fun to explore, but they don't develop our spirituality today. That's the problem. The kid.
How is watching TV? I mean, how I mean, I just don't see how watching TV...
You don't watch TV. You watch the fads that happen to the group mind because of TV. You like Marcel Duchamp when he was taped by Andy Warhol. Everybody else was trying to outstare the camera, but he looked to the sides. He didn't stare at the camera. We need to look to the sides, the margins, and the effects of the Internet on people. One of the major effects was the evaporation of trillions of dollars. That's how we become spiritual, by looking at the effects of the form in the areas we don't recognize.
Let me just say this real quick. What I define as spiritual is I define being compassionate, loving, and slow to anger, developing yourself. I don't necessarily, just because you have more information, more knowledge, that to me, that's not spiritual. That's
right.
Intellectual development.
What's interesting is that we can't tell what is good or bad anymore. That's why people explore and probe all kinds of things with their chemical body and the astral body. I think we're in the most spiritual age right now than ever has happened in humanity, because we are forced to project into the unfamiliar. Just to go to work today is going in the unfamiliar. There's 200 ways you've been getting killed on the street in America. Okay, so the spirituality is the tension. I've had, spiritual people tell me that the most spiritual experience they ever had was when they were in jail. The intensity of being in prison requires a lot of awareness, a lot of subtlety. We're in a global concentration camp now. It's making us be, quote, spiritual, but we don't know how to articulate it. And the other part of wisdom is eloquence. I claim I've got eloquence. I'm saying that you can have this eloquence, but just doing a little bit of perception, a little bit of homework on the side. Then you're spiritual. I'm not saying I'm spiritual, though.
Caller? Sorry, love. So we have to...
No, let him just say, what do you want to say, caller?
Fair enough, and I have an open mind, and I'm definitely going to read your more of information. Check it out.
Okay, thank you.
www.fivebody.com. Thank you so much. Awesome. All right, yeah, we just got to take a quick break, and then we got to get these last two callers in. It is marvelous. Bob Dobbs is in the studio, mediaecologist, McLuhan scholar, multiplicity scholar. You can call and ask anything. And so let's get this break out of the way so we can get back to you, your questions. We have two people in line. There might be room for one or two more who want to get on at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
Where the past and the future converge. Go to www.radioalchemy.com. RadioAlchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
And you know to go to www.kpfk.org. Wonderful website, new fashion there. We hope that you're finding it fresh and useful. And so make sure and go there and go to the program section. Find Boy of Hollywood's Something's Happening program guide. Skip down Wednesday night, Thursday morning. There you're going to find a nice link to Radio Alchemy. And, let's keep it going here, because we have Bob and we have you. And we want to make sure that your questions are answered. Hey, caller 5, you are on with Bob. Caller 5, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Evan.
Yeah.
Bob, you're such a blessing for this planet.
You're right.
You started discussing about China.
Yes.
I'm tasked from above to create a educational theme park, the $13 billion venture for Southern California.
Yeah.
It includes magnetic levitation trains, solar trains, electric cars, a whole educational experience where I want to interweave this chip body and TV body.
Yep.
That you talk about. So I do want to get together with you sometime in the future. And we are at onearc.org. And I feel, Bob, that you could really, we have a kid-centric curricula which goes beyond the normal public school curricula, which brings in more than just our five senses.
Yes, and good.
I feel you could be such a benefit to this venture.
No problem. My email is purple@fivebody.com, P-U-R-P-L-E at fivebody.com. I'll look at your site, oneark.org, was it?
That's correct. The number one, arc.org. And God bless you for your work, and I'm looking forward to getting together with you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Well, that's kind of talking about leading something towards those Indigo kids, huh?
Yep.
Giving them something to chew on that recognizes the expansion. But also, even though the new kids are coming with this, I think that the baby boomers and those that are out there, that you're really awakening something that maybe has been latent.
Yeah.
You're like dusting stuff off for people. But don't answer that, because we got to get to caller two. Caller two, you're on with Bob. That's you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I wanted to ask him about the microchipping of the people.
The microchipping of the what?
Yeah, the people.
Yes, that's begun 15 years ago with the computer you own. To specialize in an actual chip under the skin is coming, and the spiritual exercises to respond to that are what I'm advocating.
Yeah. Well, do you believe that people should take it willingly, or do you think people should not go?
I don't think it's that simple. I think some of us will take it and fake it, and and the others won't take it, and they'll be killed, and praise them. And it's the worst decision humanity is forcing ourselves, but if we're going to spiritually evolve, we've got to be put into a jail like that to test us. And sorry, I don't know why we need to test ourselves, but we seem to believe that in this dimension. We need to have a challenge. This will be the challenge. We're going to have to be real creative in responding to it. A lot of subterfuge, a lot of faking. I like what Dick Gregory once said. He would punch the credit card that came for his son, Gregory. He named his son one name, Gregory, and the computer couldn't respond to a one-name person, so it spit out the card. Other times, he would punch a different holes in the card and would go back and screw up the computer, and he wouldn't hear from him 6 weeks or 6 months. That's the kind of creativity that Dick advocated and I support, and there's new ways to do it, but people like you who are just calling now are going to have to come up with them. All right? Don't worry about what we think about it. Just start reacting. And remember, resist not evil. That's the new spiritual law. Resist not evil. So since we're going metallic, probably it's going to be no problem we get a chip inside us. It's going to be a problem for the literate. Literate can't take it. The Bible's based on literacy. The Bible could flip into being the Antichrist because it's obsolescing and retrieving an ancient medium of the phonetic alphabet. We have to recognize we might have to give it up. Secretly, we can enjoy it, but it'll never be constituent again. It'll never control a situation. Meanwhile, Frank Zappa's coming up. We're going to take another caller?
Yeah, caller two. Hi, dear. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, darling. Well.
All right, I think that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Huh? All right. Yeah, I know a lot of people are very concerned about the chemical body assault. We've been handling it for so long. Let's go. Caller one, you are on with Bob. Please try and make it brief.
Hello?
Hi,
yes.
Dear.
Hey there, how are you doing?
Great,
okay.
How are you doing?
Great, I'm calling from Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
And I just want to get into a few different things you might know about.
We don't have a lot of time, love. We just have around 3 minutes total. Do it quick.
Okay, do you know Hakeem Bey at all?
Yes, Peter Lambron Wilson.
Yeah.
I attended his lectures in New York through the 90s. He's a friend, personal friend, enemy of mine.
Okay, well, do you see that his TAZ is coming to becoming more of a reality day by day? I mean, with, like, you know, gaming as reality and, like.
Yeah, and that's YouTube. That's MySpace, creating your temporary autonomous zone.
Yeah.
But it flips into a disk service, and we lose the group mind.
Okay.
Next point.
What I'm calling digital LSD is the sort of a way of saying remote viewing as language. We're sort of zapping each other with this sort of new formed language.
That's right, Frank Zappa.
Okay.
The thing is, the zapping is what original grunts were, and we're doing it now with our sound bites.
Right on. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jack Parsons.
Yes.
Do you know who he was?
Yes, and a friend of mine, Phil Chamberlain, passed away on March 20th, 2003. His cousin was the woman that did the Rosemary's Baby thing with him. Marjorie Cameron, I think her name was.
Yes.
Phil Chamberlain was the relative.
That's right. So he was part of Caltech, and Caltech were actually part of the NASA team that put the Mars probe out on Mars. So that's basically the extension of, like, the eye, I guess.
That's right.
It's
a Newtonian extension.
Right on. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Well, with the television, you know, it was broadcast, the moon landing in 1969, but the real effect of the broadcast was everybody being on the moon through the television, not just the astronauts.
Yeah, and that goes back to McLuhan, doesn't it?
Yes, he said that.
Right on. Okay, thank you so much.
Right
okay,
on.
Thank you.
That was great. He was really quick. Gosh, we have one more caller, but we are done in exactly 1 minute. The music's going to be playing. Caller, and then we have to go. So I'm sorry, darling. Welcome on. You are caller three. What's your quick question for Bob?
It's just, or can I just speak for a minute? Or
No, you can't. We only have around 30 seconds.
Do a soundbite.
Come on.
Silence.
Your name, Green Op.
Oh, come on, darling.
I don't know.
Okay, well,
say
look.
Three words.
He said, I don't know. Okay, that was
it. Okay, on to Frank Zappa.
All right. All right, darlings. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Paul. Whoa. That puppy came on really quick. We want this.
You've been listening to Radio Alchemy with your host, Evan Ray. Be sure to visit our website, www.radioalchemy.com, and join us next week for more mind-blowing revelations from the fringe.
Thanks again, Bob.
Thank you, Evan. It was fantastic.